So last night's game was kind of wide open, maybe a little weird at times. How would you look back at it, describe it?
Yeah, you know, they got a lot of shots. They create a lot of chaos, but, you know, we're very opportunistic, and that's what's going to take the win sometimes, and we got it in our bag.
This team has won two straight now. It hasn't put together a long streak yet. Last year, I think you guys had an 8 or 9 game win streak. Do you need one of those yet before down the stretch here? Is it...
Need? Are we not still in first? Are we in first right now?
First in the Central.
Yeah, that's exactly where we want to be. Yeah, we want to win every game, but it's a good NHL and good teams, and we play a good division, so it's not going to be like that every night. So I like where we're at.
You mentioned first in the Central. What's the goal standings-wise? Do you look at first in the conference, or does it even matter?
I mean, obviously we always want to be the best, but we got to be realistic a little bit. And, you know, we're only just over halfway, so we've got a lot of hockey to be played, and, you know, anything could happen.
Connor, I'm curious about the changes with the Wild this year. You guys handled them pretty well last year, haven't beaten them this year. What's the difference?
I mean, they came back on us one night, so it's hard to really look at that and say we didn't have it, because we did. We had for 90% of it and then just lost it. So I guess just putting together a full effort against them, and obviously they're going to be pretty angry because the way the season ended last year. So they're coming out with a little bit of vengeance, and we just got to get back and continue playing our game against them.
The rivalry is pretty hot.
Yeah, I'd definitely say that these two teams know that we're going to run into each other quite a bit, and especially in playoffs. So those games matter.
Is it right up there with the Nashville rivalry, or is that still your number one rivalry, would you say?
I hate to put a number on those, so I don't even want to rank those. You know, every game counts, especially in the Central.
Speaking of Central, you guys have won 2 games this week here at home against Central Division teams, and just a thought on taking care of your own business inside the division here that, you know, you guys have done a pretty good job on here as of late again?
It always helps to be at home for those two, to get our home crowd into it, and in our own beds, you know, there's something to be said about that. But these definitely count a little bit more because we don't want them trying to catch us in the standings. And, you know, I thought we handled them the right way.
You faced a lot of shots yesterday. Obviously, you don't want to give up 4, but how do you feel you handled them?
I thought I played very well. I played good enough to win, and I made some key saves when I needed to. I can't control the fluky tips and the luck that they're getting, but, you know, I like to play my flawless game, and if I'm not making a mistake, it's... and I'm making them get a lucky goal. I think I've done a good job.
Those tips, they got to be almost impossible. Is there a way to practice stopping tips?
Not necessarily. You can practice all you want, but a tip at the end of the day is still going to tip in or not. It hits you or it doesn't. There's no way to react to it.